right. Welcome back to hour number two of the fastest 2 hours in talk radio. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show. And I have to give hats off to whistleblowers and activists and people around the world. Because like, look at it this way. For myself, and I'm sure for most other radio show hosts, we're not having our homes raided all the time. We're not having our families threatened. We're not having our bank accounts confiscated. We're not having our businesses stolen from us and so on and so forth. And what occurs to me is that those people suffer so enormously because they're exposing extraordinary quantities of scumbaggery. And we kind of get a free pass because we've got all these fans and listeners and so on and so forth. You know, people notice if something happens to us, but activists and whistleblowers, they're not shameless self-promoters. They're often very cryptic. They sit around and they do their very honest, noble work for the betterment of humanity. And unless it was for people like us, nobody would really hear about it. And that's why they get targeted so profusely, to a large degree, in my opinion. And I just want to, you know, I don't know, I almost feel guilty that I'm not suffering as badly as they are. I feel guilty that I got it so good.
Yeah, well, you know, they do definitely go after whistleblowers. I mean, Obama has actually gone after more. He has gone after more whistleblowers than all of the previous presidents combined. I mean, this guy, you know, there's so many people out there that think he's so great, but all you have to do is just look at his actions. And if you look at the man's actions, it becomes very transparent as to what's going on. I mean, this guy goes after, you know, when you see a president going after people telling the truth, you know, we have our government is so criminal now that they try to criminalize people for exposing their criminality. I mean, it's everything's upside down and backwards. You know, the criminals are prosecuting the truth tellers because the truth tellers are saying that they're the criminals. So you have criminals prosecuting. I mean, it's, you know, we should be doing the prosecuting. You know, we should have, you know, citizens or sheriffs walking into the White House and arresting this guy. I mean, he's, you know, look at Fast and Furious, Benghazi. Fast and Furious is a good one. Him, Obama, and the Attorney General, Eric Holder, caught red-handed shipping weapons into Mexico to the drug cartels so that they could then be traced back to the United States. So that once the drug cartels had used them to murder people, they could use that to demonize the Second Amendment and say, oh, look, these drugs and these guns came from the United States and these guns kill people. So look at Second Amendment's bad. We have to take your guns. I mean, and what happened? No one was arrested. No one was even charged with anything. So these guys are above the law. They create a system of rules and laws and, you know, statutes and ordinances and whatnot for we the slaves to follow, but they don't have to follow their very own laws. They kind of orbit outside of the very system that they've created for us. We live in the slave farms or the tax cattle farms that they call countries, and they kind of orbit outside of that and just can do whatever they want. They can create money out of thin air. They can put whatever they want down on a piece of paper, and whether it's illegal or not, whether it's immoral or not, whether it's unconstitutional or not, they can put it down on a piece of paper, call it a law, and boom, that's just the way it is, whether or not you or I or anyone else agree to it.
Yeah, but Todd, you got to think of it this way, though. Obama didn't do anything different than what George Bush did. George Bush had the same program. It was called Operation Gunrunner. So, in effect, the media and these so-called intelligence agencies here in America, they chose to out Obama and not Bush.
Well, right. I wasn't really covering all of the presidents, but yeah, you could. I mean, Bush, full of criminality. I think every president, probably, you could probably almost say every president since the inception of the United States has probably committed some kind of crime or scumbaggery behind closed doors. But using that for an example, that we know for a fact that Obama was exposed, along with the Attorney General doing this, by exposed by whistleblowers. We know for a fact that Bush Jr. Was guilty of, you know, countless war crimes, and has arrest warrants throughout the world. So yeah, these guys are it's just a band of criminals. But unfortunately for them, they are just the puppets for the true powers that be. The true powers that be, the people that are really running things, we will never see their faces. We will never know their names. We will never know anything about them. And if we do know anything about them, it's going to be very, very minimal. But they use people like Obama and let's face it, Bush and all the other presidents. Let's face it, the United States White House, the office of the president, the Oval Office, is simply used as the president is a public figurehead. It's just someone for the public to focus their attention on and look at while the real stuff is going on where everyone's not looking. If they're just a figurehead, a minion, puppet, you know, of the powers that be. That's all the president is. They just
use him. The CEO of a corporation.
Right, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Well, you know what? I think the CEO of a corporation even has more control over his situation than the president does. The president is controlled by the central bankers and some of the other large corporations. A CEO,
in other words, he's accountable to his stockholders.
Right, exactly. He's accountable to his stockholders, and they are accountable to certain to laws and morals and values to some degree. Whereas the president, when he's commanded by the central banks or certain corporations or people connected with corporations like Cheney and Rumsfeld and whatnot, the president has to do whatever he's told. Right? These CEOs, you know, they have more control. They have a little bit more, you know, decision-making power as far as what they do. But yeah, essentially, I mean, basically the United States government, which to call it a government is really not even appropriate anymore. It's more like a corporate mafia.
The definition of government, I think in the original Latin, govern meaning control, mente meaning mind. So government right. means mind control. So yeah, they're doing precisely what they're supposed to.
Right, exactly. That was actually going to be my next comment, is that when you look at the word government, the last part of it comes from mente, which is mind, like you said. And so, you know, a good question to ask people, you were talking earlier, Vinny, you mentioned about, you know, is it even worth it to talk to people that are still in this zombie state? And one of the things, I think a very powerful question to ask these people is, do you understand that to be governed, the very word government means, coming from mente, mind, means to govern your mind. So, with that said, do you feel that in order to be free and have your freedom and liberty as you wish, do you feel that you need to have your mind governed in order to have that? And that gets them thinking.
Well, sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't, because they'll just go, oh, well, that's just BS, and they just won't believe you because they're so mind-controlled that they don't even look up definitions in a dictionary, you know what I mean? It's like you try to expose the war on terror as a BS psyop. You just say, what's the definition of terrorism, buddy? They're like, bad people blowing up stuff. It's like, no, actually, it's a kind of system of government, bro. Communism, terrorism, fascism, they're systems of government. And what happens now?
Yeah, well,
what happens now? Oh, well, terrorist governments scare the living bejesus out of their people so that they can get them to do what they want.
Yeah, so, hold on a second. All the governments throughout history know that if you can lead a population anywhere through fear.
Yeah.
Voltaire said it best. If you can get people to believe absurdities, you can make them commit atrocities.
That's right.
Yes. I think there's going to come a time here pretty soon. You know, we have to still keep hammering the message out there, but I think one day there's going to be a time where we just have to write some people off as
triage.
Lost causes. If they I hear it said over and over and over again, in this day of information, how can anybody be ignorant of any facts out there? Sure.
Well, it's because people like us don't actually make the effort to go, hey, bro, actually, you're wrong, and here's such and such evidence and what have you that you're wrong, because they give up on these people before they've even started to try and convince them of the truth.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, all of us used to be mind-controlled slaves. All of us. You know, nobody was born a truther, were they?
That's
you
right.
Know?
I mean, that's come right. on. Absolutely.
And I mean, the way you deal with these people, I've found a good way is what I've called the information grenade approach. You take no responsibility. You don't try and wake this person up. You just chuck them an information grenade, you know, a little documentary or a little bit of information or whatever. If it blows up in their face, good. If it's a dud, who cares? I just threw in a grenade. It's not that difficult. It's just chucking one link at somebody, and then I'm moving on to the next person.
Go on to the next, yep.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I know a lot of these people that you speak of, Vinny, that are just, you know, and like Steve said, the people are, you're just going to have to eventually write them off because they're so deep into cognitive dissonance and acquiescence that even when you mention these things to them, they just immediately say, oh, whatever, oh, that's, you know, anything that you say to them that is to the contrary of my government loves me, would never do anything to hurt me, and everything is wonderful, and being in eternal perpetual debt is great and stylish and cool, and don't tell me anything else. Anything to the contrary of that, they just don't want to hear it. They, oh, conspiracy theory, oh, whatever. And their eyes, I kid you not, their eyes literally get glassed over like they have gone into this deep state of cognitive dissonance, and they're just like, don't tell me any, you know, it's like they've got this little subconscious voice. It's don't listen. Don't tell me anything I don't want to hear, you know? And so you just, it's like, what can you do? You know,
the kind of air of superiority, like I know nothing, therefore I'm superior to you because you're a conspiracy theorist.
Right. Exactly.
I know my government wouldn't do that to me. So you're just an idiot. That's all it is.
Yeah, government it wasn't responsible for the most amount of death in the 20th century. Well, oh wait, it was. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, I think in the last century, the governments across the world have killed. I forget it was like I think it was over 200, well over 200 million.
People. Well, the estimates are between 260 and 280 million. Yes.
Yeah.
And the vast majority of those were communist governments. And there's still socialists everywhere today. Have you noticed that? Isn't it interesting? And you tell them, bro, why are you a socialist? They killed more people in the 20th century, their own people who actually voted them into power, than any other factor, even more than all of the wars of the 20th century combined. They're like, oh, that's just not real socialism. Really? So they implemented it in like dozens of different countries, all of which enslaved or exterminated their people, and apparently they all got it wrong. Have you ever considered the fact that maybe you're the one who's got it wrong?
That's right.
Exactly. Yeah, they don't think about these things. I mean, even if something as blatant as, you know, the fact that pharmaceutical drugs kill more people in 1 year than all of the deaths from illegal drugs combined, yet no one asks the question, what the heck's going on here? Do we have some kind of pharmaceutical mafia controlling our government and controlling the legislative body?
There you
go,
Vinny.
Yes, we do.
There you go, Vinny.
What is that? Yeah, censored attack.
Medical system now the second leading cause of death in America.
Yes.
Let me tell you something, Vinny.
Nearly 800,000 people die in a year by doctors.
Yeah.
Not just doctors, nurses and other things. I being inside the medical field, I have seen some things that I can honestly tell you guys that registered nurses, okay, we're talking about not just nurses with 2 year degrees, we're talking about nurses that have four year degrees, master's degrees, they are now readily admitting that, and some of them publicly admitting this, that the pharmaceuticals are given by the doctors to often kill people or soft kill them, that they know that these pharmaceuticals are poisons, but because the doctors are trained pharmaceutical salesmen in white coats, everyone believes what they say. And they are trained by the medical schools to connect the symptoms with a pharmaceutical. It's like connect the dots. Well, if they have this symptom, give or this set of symptoms, give them this pharmaceutical. If they have these symptoms, give them this pharmaceutical. And the doctors literally get, depending on what medical school you go to, they get anywhere from an entire 2 hours of education on nutritional information throughout the entirety of their medical school education, or less. Some of them don't even get 2 hours of nutritional education.
It's between no education and 3 weeks of education. In order to qualify as a nutritionist, it's a 3 or 4 year course.
Right, exactly. Yeah, these doctors know nothing. Either they know nothing or they know very little about nutrition, because the pharmaceutical companies have taken over much of the funding for the medical schools. Thereby, they can now dictate what the medical schools do, what they teach, how their medical programs operate. And they also have a tremendous power over the legislative body, given the fact that they make hundreds of billions of dollars per year, not just from pharmaceuticals, but from other things, medical equipment, et cetera, the cost of treatments. They make hundreds of billions of dollars a year, and they can manipulate or influence the legislative body. I mean, they pay lobbyists to really hit the legislative body really hard to influence them, and then they you know, there's always some type of.
You know, this reminds me of Obama. I will get rid of the lobbyists from out of Washington, and he appoints more than ever before.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and I was just thinking about doctors, you know, Hippocratic Oath from Hippocrates. Let food be thy medicine and let medicine be thy food. What's the Hippocratic Oath again? Oh, first do no harm. Oh, okay. So maybe there was a spelling mistake in there. Maybe the doctors now take a Hippocratic Oath. First, make sure that you harm the patient. And secondly, make sure that you drain their frickin' bank accounts. And thirdly, make sure you lie to their family and say that it was the disease's fault, not yours, for frickin' killing their loved ones.
That's
customers
right.
For life. It's just, customers
yeah,
for
it
life.
Goes. Customers for life. Yeah, their motto is, if you're not sick, you're not a customer. They should just tell people up front, you know, our hypocrisy, as Doc Holliday said in Tombstone, it appeals as though your hypocrisy knows no bounds.
Indeed. Now, unfortunately, radio does hold bounds, and we'll be coming to a break just shortly, ladies and gentlemen. My very special guests are Todd Foster and Stephen Roberts from CancelTheCabal.com, and you are listening to The Vinnie Eastwood Show. And my thoughts on this is, how can it be getting so bad, whereas the leading cause of death, and yet the media don't report on this, but they do report on every single car accident. We'll be right back.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
It's time to get real and heal. MyTrueEssence.net would like to tell you about Modifilan Brown Seaweed Extract. It's composed of an elementally rich seaweed called laminaria. It takes 40 pounds of laminaria to make just 1 pound of Modifilan. There's nothing else like Modifilan. It is the richest in alginate, phocoidin, organic iodine, and lamarian. Alginates are the most effective organic element in nature that enable the body to rid itself of heavy metals, radioactive elements, and toxins. Phocoidin is an extremely effective anti-cancer substance found abundantly in brown seaweed. Organic iodine is the greatest protection for the thyroid offered by nature. Laminarin aids in the prevention and treatment of cardiovascular disease. Go to www.mytrueessence.net and click the Modifilan banner to get started on your path to rich health today. Also, check out the Healing Shop for proven essential oils, medicinal teas, and even health coaching. It's time to get real and heal. Go to www.mytrueessence.net.
You're listening to AmericanFreedomRadio.com, the network who perseveres in delivering intelligent debate, constructive dialogue with true independence. The freedom to broadcast the truth is not free at all. So what is American Freedom Radio worth to you? The empowering information with fun, honest and pure integrity behind it provides an example to follow, friendships to flourish, with the moral altruism that pulls no punches. The hosts sacrifice and show remarkable discipline in their duty to deliver quality radio in service to the community with strength, wisdom, and loyalty. The founders of AFI wish to thank you personally for sharing your views and insights to make the best radio and alternative media. Now it's time for you to give something back and play a vital role in the future of America. Be as generous with us as we've been with you. Click on the donate banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com or volunteer by emailing AmericanFreedomRadio@ymail.com. Vaccines, psychotropic drugs, and artillery batteries not included.
Has your heart been pounding? Feel short of breath? Got high blood pressure or problems sleeping? Heart disease is a leading cause of death. Being surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and poisoned water has a cumulative effect as we enter later life. Medications that only address symptoms ensure these problems persist while your family and finances suffer. It's time to work with the body and its own innate ability to heal itself. Heart and Body Extract is a natural, organic herbal supplement that restores balance. A heart attack could be just around the corner. Spare your loved ones pain and fear. Protect yourself. Protect your health with Heart and Body Extract. With a lifetime money-back guarantee, you have no excuse. Order a two-month supply today. Call toll-free 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com.
You're listening to the future of talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Hi, everybody. I'm Christopher Green. Make sure to tune in to Green Wave Radio every Tuesday and Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. Central on American Freedom Radio. Hard-hitting and in-your-face, America.
I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca Road when along came a semi with a high-end canvas-covered load. If you're going to Winnemucca Mac with me, you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand. And I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto.com. My very special guests from cancelthecabal.com are Stephen Roberts and Todd Foster. I was about to say Robert Foster. And I was just like, oh, yeah.
They went Robert, I mean, Steve.
Robert-y. Okay. Now, we were talking about the medical mafia over the break, and it just occurs to me, you know, how exactly can they get away with it for so freaking long without a massive conspiracy being employed? You know, how can they do that? And this extends all the way to almost all mainstream anything, you know, mainstream anything.
That's right.
Mainstream oil, mainstream media, mainstream medicine, mainstream science, mainstream politics, mainstream anything that is mainstream. The reason why they call it mainstream is because mainly it's them that is a piss cloud streaming onto you at all freaking times with their propaganda, their violence, and their scumbaggery. And this has been perpetrated purposely throughout history to, in order to co-opt the entirety of officialdom, because humans are a pack animal, right? No illusions about this. We love being led to our frickin' doom, invariably, don't we?
Yeah, and we pay for it, too.
Yeah, it seems like the majority love to be led to their doom like a bunch of sheep being pushed off a cliff.
And the funny thing about it is we're paying for it. We're just throwing our money at these mainstream media outlets, you know, with with the cable and the satellite. Nobody has the regular TV anymore with you get up off your chair and change the three channels, but you can get everything right there at your couch or your easy chair right from a remote. You can get your propaganda right at your fingertips.
That's right. Absolutely. You can sit there and stare into the idiot box as your brain melts. You know, I'd like to do one of those commercials. You know, you remember that commercial you used to do with the, you know, this is your brain, this is your drink, your brain on drugs with the egg in the frying pan. Well, they
this
should
is
do
your
one
brain
with
on
the,
television.
Exactly. They should do one with this is your brain, this is your brain on television. It just looks like a giant, you know.
Well, yeah. Look at it, Vinny. Look at their words. You mentioned, or we've been talking about medicine. A doctor has a PC on the end of his or her name, and that means for practicing. I mean, what is it called?
Pretty crap.
No. I'm sorry, not doctors, but lawyers are PC because they are
politically correct.
Practicing counsel. That's what lawyers are. Yeah. I know that doctor has something on the end, but I don't remember what it is. But they are also practicing medicine.
MD?
No, they're.
I think you're trying to say that PC is pharmaceutically collaborated.
Is that
See,
what it
I,
is?
I thought that MDs were all on PCP.
But I also wanted to go in the actual origins of the word media. Media stems from a Latin medite. And the Medites, back in ancient times, they were the ones that conjured up the spirits, if you will, to scare the people or entertain them. And this is where the modern word of media comes from. Of course, the word Hollywood is also attributed with sorcery and magic, and they do the same kind of things.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, they conjure up the spirit. Well, we are conjuring up the spirits of truth, my friend.
Yeah. And it's have you ever gotten that thought that the religious people of the earth actually have had it right the whole time, that there really is an evil force attempting to assail and destroy and corrupt mankind, and that there are real, good, decent elements within the human race that are rising up to defeat it?
Sure, sure.
Yep. Yeah, I think there's definitely a dark element out there. I think I don't know if we could specifically identify what evil is, if we could, you know, pinpoint it. But I do believe there is evil out there, but there's a lot of perceptions as to, you know, what evil is.
Here's another thing. A lot of people don't believe that evil exists. Have you ever encountered some of these people? You say, they're poisoning people with pharmaceutical drugs and lying to them and telling them that it's good and draining their bank account and their second leading cause of death. That's evil. And they go, you're just religious. You know, evil doesn't really exist. It's just perception. It's like, no. It's not freaking perception. It's
they
definition.
Can't admit, they can't admit evil, because if they did, they would be admitting that there is some type of good force out there.
Yeah. And that they're not on its side.
Well, right. I mean, there's different what I meant by perceptions of evil is that everyone has their own, you know, definition or interpretation of as to what exactly evil is. You know, spiritual people will say, well, it's demons and it's this and it's that. And some other people say, oh, well, it's just mean people that just have a messed up mind. And, you know, there's a lot of different opinions on it, but it's hard to decipher exactly what evil is, you know, unless you're some kind of, scholar in theology or something. But
I think it's morality. Like everything that's complicated can usually be deconstructed back to something very simple. Okay, so what's good? Good. Okay, let's throw out some words here. You know, like we use those words that that knights swear to. You know, honor, decency, truth. Okay, that would be easily defined as something good, right? Malice, cruelty, and hate. that would be something that would be quintessential evil, wouldn't they? So if we've got these quintessential facts that are right there in front of us, if it's not one, it's probably the other. Unfortunately, though, people have been convinced that everything is now a gray area. There's no clear white. There's no clear black. There is only eternal gray. And this is the reason why, like, you ever heard the quote, "The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing humanity he didn't exist."
He didn't exist, yes.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that. Yeah.
The greatest trick the Rockefellers ever ever pulled is convincing the world that they're not a ruthless bunch of criminal gangster mafioso scum.
Sure. Or the Rothschilds, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, who are the families? I can't remember offhand, but there's
Warburgs,
a group of families DuPont, that own Wahlberg, the Federal Reserve.
Yeah. Rhodes.
Yeah. Yeah. It goes back, like way, way back. And there's a bunch of people who have exposed the bloodlines of the Illuminati. And these people trace back their families. Now, I can't even trace back my lineage past my grandparents.
Right.
Okay, I don't know where I really, really come from. These people do. They know where their genetic heritage comes from thousands of years back. Tracing back to the pharaohs of Egypt and so on and so forth.
Yes.
Now, what if I told you guys that you were descended from Knights of the Round Table or if you were like Sir Lancelot's descendant or something of that nature? Would that suddenly make you think to yourself, you know what, I can actually really be quite powerful and an incredible force for good and justice and truth and so on and so forth in this world, right? Because my ancestors did that, so can I. I think that's why people like me and everybody else has no idea what their lineage is. Because if we did, we'd realize that this is part of a long-term struggle against scumbaggery.
Sure.
Well,
sure.
In direct relation to that, a quick note on your comment there. My background, actually, I happen to know through my grandparents that my ancestors in a not too terribly distant past were guards for the king and queen, and in order to do that, you had to have, there were certain requirements. You had to be, you know, at least like, you had to be at least like 6'1" or something like that, and you had to have, you know, very good training in self-defense and different types of hand-to-hand combat and warfare. So, you know, these guys were really, you know, and not only just that, but you also had to be a very honorable character, and you had to show integrity and fortitude. So the only thing that bothers me about that is the fact that I know that the people that are considered royals today are just, you know, in cahoots with controlling the rest of the world.
Mm. What do you call two owls that are working together on a crime? In cahoots.
Da-da-ch.
Yeah, I do need some kind of a snare drum or some sort of mariachi band behind
me. Yeah, you need some kind of, maybe a banjo.
Yeah, my dad used to play the banjo, and my brother's got his banjo now, and he's trying to play it and what have you. I'm just terrible. I'm like all. What's the terminology? Being all fingers and thumbs, you know, in terms of my voice, in terms of lyrics and so on and so forth. You know, somebody could just start playing a tune, and I'll come out with a completed song off the top of my head, sort of thing. Like I've not met anybody else so far in my life that can kind of do that, aside from freestyle rappers. But they don't they don't really go anywhere with their songs. They don't have structured choruses and so on and so forth. So it's that unique talent that I have. And it turns out that my father was very much like that. He was he sung songs and made stuff up off the top of his head. Great MC and so on and so forth. Mother was a poet and a nurse, and she's a bit kind of intuitive herself as well. Dad was a genius. He had the ability. He made like 400 different types of forklift tire. He designed by himself. Incredible engineering knowledge, and so on and so forth.
Wow, that's awesome.
And it occurs. and it occurs to me that I was, despite the fact that my upbringing was anything but inspiring and loving and caring, you know, I mean, I had a really hard life. Dad was very violent and so on and so forth. Divorce happened, and I didn't really see the guy for about 17 years, and then he died and sort of thing, and I've been thinking about it a lot lately. You know, it's like I never really had a relationship with my father. But it occurs to me that what I've done in order to compensate for that is I've collected other father figures. Like, for example, the editor of this magazine, Uncensored, here, my friend Jonathan Eisen, I consider him one of my sort of surrogate father figures, and he's been a great mentor to me. My former producer Mitch Santel, who now produces the Hagman and Hagman Report on Blog Talk Radio, he was a really good father figure to me. And I think that this is what's really the crux of the issue here, is that you get endowed with these certain abilities by your parents, but it's unless they're actually actively trying to nurture you and bring you up to harness those abilities and skills, you got nothing. Right. And I didn't have any of these abilities until I started realizing what it was that I had to do in order to control myself, in order to make myself a better man. And right. I needed other men to show me that.
Right. Yeah. I think that's a lot of what we're missing. By the way, I'm sorry to hear that you lost your father like that. And it's I think that a lot of young men, and when I say young, I mean, anybody, that's under, 50, 55 years of age. I think that a lot of us have lost that family structure to where a lot of us no longer have that male, role model to look up to. You know, like when I was young, before I lost my grandfathers, I looked up to them a lot and stuff. And so I think that a lot of people are we've lost kind of that role model, someone to follow, someone to learn from. So we kind of have to, you're right, Vinny, a lot of us have to kind of just teach ourselves, and we learn by trial and error, so to speak. So yeah, that's a good point.
If I may be so bold, you have two choices in life. You can accept your conditions and make what you can from them, or accept your conditions and have them make out of you what they want. You know, and this is part of the conditioning. This is part of the mind control, I think. Once you recognize that, oh my God, I'm actually really powerful. Oh my God, I've actually got free choice. I can actually choose which side of the road I cross. I can actually choose who I talk to, who I associate with, what I spend every minute of my day doing. And it's only once you decide, like you actually make a decision, you actually make a choice, and you try and do something and you're successful at it, until that happens, you have no idea how powerful you are. You think that you're weak. You think that you're easily beaten, and you get browbeaten by everybody telling you that you're not this, or you're not that, or you should be doing this, or you should be doing that. And my father had a saying: "There's only one way. It's the Eastwood way." You know, I'm just thinking about this. You know, it's like, oh my God, we've all got our own Eastwood way, don't we?
That's the thing, Tony. I was very young.
You know what's really a real shame here? Every single time Stephen starts talking, we have to go to a break, and he forgets what he was talking about, and we don't revisit it. So, we'll be right back after the break, ladies and gentlemen. And Stephen's going to tell us about when he was a youth. Back in a minute, ladies and gentlemen.
Did you get a red light camera ticket? Red light cameras are a scam. The government and their corporate interests want you to believe they are about safety, but in reality they generate billions of dollars for private security firms like Redflex Incorporated, robbing you of time, money and energy. Don't let the flash steal your cash. At killredlightcameras.com, you can purchase a copy of You Don't Have to Pay: How Anyone Can Beat a Red Light Camera Ticket the Easy Way by Red Light Camera Crusader Rory Joseph Brown. Rory figured out the secret that the courts, police, and private camera companies don't want you to know. That in fact, the these cameras are unconstitutional. You don't have to pay as a field guide to go from receiving your ticket in the mail to beating it in court in three easy steps. Hurry, act now. Go to killredlightcameras.com. Available in both PDF and Kindle versions. If you know your rights, you don't have to pay.
Have you been feeling off lately? Tired, depressed, or in pain? Maybe you've tried doctors and medications without luck. What if you could try something different and natural? Something that helps your body actually heal itself. I'm Trina, and I want to share with you something amazing I've discovered. RNA drops are a groundbreaking invention for alternative health. I had a rotator cuff injury from softball, and I didn't really want surgery. My cousin told me to try the RNA drops. I wasn't sure what to think, but kept an open mind. And after using the drops, I was completely healed and could throw the softball again. There's something about these drops. I had problems with anxiety and speaking in front of people. Those fears are all gone now. I also noticed more energy, and a surprising side effect for me was an increased libido. You can try RNA drops for free for a limited time. Go to trinasgooddrops.com and claim your free bottle. Pay only shipping and handling. Resolve to be good to yourself and get your free sample of RNA drops at trinasgooddrops.com.
Just look at us. Everything is backwards. Everything is upside down. Doctors destroy health. Lawyers destroy justice. Universities destroy knowledge. Governments destroy freedom. The major media destroys information. And religions destroy spirituality. I think there's more to know here.
All you ever hear about in this country is our differences. That's all the media and the politicians are ever talking about, the things that separate us, things that make us different from one another. That's the way the ruling class operates in any society. They try to divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the money. Fairly simple thing happens to work. If you know anything different, that's what they're going to talk about. Race, religion, ethnic and national background, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality, anything they can do, keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank.
We're ready for our first caller. Welcome, Debbie. Well, can you tell us a little bit about what the RNA drops are doing for you and what your experience is on them?
Oh, gosh, I've had so many experiences. The first effects I felt was I would take the drops before going off to the golf course to play in league or just to play, and I noticed my game was more precise, and my focus was there, and my eye stayed right in the ball, and I hit the ball farther. My muscles seemed to work. My energy levels seemed to be up, and I'll tell you, I took a couple of strokes off my game.
I think that's incredible.
It's pretty exciting.
What are the other things that you have noticed on that?
Well, in my love life, I noticed that the focus and the energy level and the energy exchange that I have with my man has been amazing. I can actually feel the energy exchange from his body to my body.
That
just,
is great.
Just beautiful, absolutely beautiful.
And again, you can get those drops at trinasgooddrops.com.
That's right, trinasgooddrops.com.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Your life as it has been is over.
Don't miss the Middle Chamber with Freighter X on AFR. Listen to the Paradigm Shift Saturday night, 6 p.m. Central.
Bonkers.
Welcome back.
I wake up every day is a day.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's the final segment. You know, 2 hours is almost gone, guys. Has that been fast enough for you? It is the fastest 2 hours in talk radio, after all. Speaking of which, when Stephen was a ute in Kingston.
When I was a ute, I didn't lose my father, so to speak. My parents divorced at the age of 8, and I was quite lucky because within a year, my mother remarried, and she married a religious man, and I could have gone on the wrong path easily. I could have gone down the wrong path. That was a little neighborhood gang, if you want to say, that tried to get me to
By chance, was it a gang of youths?
A gang of youths, yes. there was about five of them. They always tried to get me into trouble. Always tried to get me to go steal stuff with them or do their drugs of choice, pot, other things. And I always had the choice, and I took it to not do those types of things. I very could have easily not gotten my butt whooped by this little gang three times a week whenever they caught me and saw me and said, hey, let's go do these things, and we won't beat you up three times a week, you know. But I chose to take a butt whooping over doing the things that they did. And right now, three of those boys never made it to the age of 25. And one of the two has been in and out of jail most of his adult life. He's probably been in jail longer than he's been out of jail since the age of 17, 18. So, you know, I think I have made choices, and people make choices, and a lot of things can go bad because of wrong choices, or a lot of things can go bad even though you don't think you might have made a wrong choice. But there is free will out there. I really don't. I can debate. You know, I will debate anybody on free choice and good and evil, because there are those things.
Yeah, that's true.
I found out. I came to the realization a number of years ago that you can only say something's your fate after the fact. Have you noticed that? Sure. Oh, well, I did this or I did that. Oh, it must have been fate. And you can't say, I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that. It is my fate to have these things happen. Because, incidentally, the only people who I've ever seen do that kind of thing are like on American Idol or X Factor, and they're always the ones that wind up getting rejected and laughed at by the people watching.
Hey, Vinny, you remember that movie with Joe Pesci where he played the attorney and he gets up in front of the judge and he says, Your Honor, the two Utes. And the judge says, what is a Ute?
Yeah. Well, it's a light truck, Your Honor.
That's a sport utility vehicle.
Yeah, I mean, and if you manage to smash them up on the freeway or something, you'd be completely uteless.
Right, exactly. Completely uteless.
Completely uteless.
But yeah, there is an element of good and evil in the world, and you know, that's what we try to do, Vinny, at MSI Radio and Truth Broadcast Network. We try to, you know, bring the world solutions. You know, I know MSIRadio.com, TruthBroadcastNetwork.com, you know, we, you know, and we at Cancel the Cabal on MSI Radio, we try to bring people solutions, and every show on MSI Radio, we try to connect the world with solutions on a daily basis. And I think that's why MSI Radio and Truth Broadcast Network have gained a lot of viewers. You know, they're rising very quickly in the Alexa ratings or Alexa information, because I think it's because people have a thirst for truth, especially because of everything going on in the world today. People have a thirst for truth that is so powerful that it cannot be quenched by the mainstream media. It cannot be quenched by mainstream radio.
I came up with a kind of couplet there, is that people have a hunger for the truth, and you can't satisfy such a hunger for the truth with a soundbite.
Right.
And this is what the mainstream media essentially does do all the time, and it frustrates me because I see so many of these people that I've interviewed on this radio broadcast being interviewed by mainstream media, and they keep getting cut off all the time, interrupted. The people that they are being interviewed by are idiots, and the people that they are debating are propagandists, and so on and so forth. Fairness is all I'm asking for.
Right.
Don't you think that we need a fair system of media reporting so that people can actually listen and learn something for a change rather than simply be diverted and have 99% of the information censored out and have all the real truth, all of the really juicy nuggets of information that will actually really change your perception of reality. That all gets taken out, and it should not be.
Yeah, people literally do not have the ability to think for themselves anymore. I mean, I saw on InfoWars, I saw one of the new reporters there, a girl by the name of Leanne McAdoo. She went out on the streets and she was interviewing people, you know, and she'd hold up a microphone to their face and say, hey, what do you think about the NSA spying on people through their TVs and through their cell phones, et cetera, et cetera? And one of the common responses was, well, I want to live in a safe country. Well, I want to be safe. Well, I want to, you know, well, and then she'd say, well, do you realize that this is the same type of things that incrementally led up to Nazi Germany? Oh, well, I want to be safe. I want to live in a safe country. Oh, so you're willing to put up with things that are unconstitutional and that not only are unconstitutional, but assist to strip you of your rights, your freedom and liberty, so that you can be safe. And so, yeah, I want to be safe. That's what their comments were. I want to be safe.
And what
safe,
do you got to hide, you know, too, Todd? I don't have nothing to hide.
So, yeah, that's
you know, I'm okay with.
Right. Yeah, that's another one of the deceptions.
It's funny you mentioned that, because I was just thinking about this last night before I went to sleep. You know how when you're not a psychopath, when your head hits the pillow, it takes like an hour to get to sleep because you're thinking about so many freaking things that piss you off?
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
that exact response. Oh, I'm not doing anything wrong. I don't need my privacy or whatever.
Yeah.
Why have you got curtains? Well, yes, I do. Do you live in a transparent glass house?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Why do you think that is, mother fracker?
Yeah.
I say that. Yeah, you could say to him, "Holy Shiite! Do you live in a glass fish bowl?"
Holy Shiite Muslim. Yeah.
That's right.
Do you go out in the backyard and sunbathe, and maybe you know? Lay on your back and take your top off and, I mean, put a little napkins in there or something and do some sunning. Do you have a six-foot fence?
Do you have a megaphone system plugged into your house or something like that? So whenever you have a private conversation with your family, it's broadcasted to all the people on the street because you hate your privacy so much? No, you don't.
Yeah, put in one of those megaphone systems in your bathroom and see how much your neighbors like you.
Yeah.
Flop, 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 flop.
Bloop, bloop.
What was that?
It's like, oh no, that's just the neighbor, bro. I'll get him back. You know, I'm going to install a bigger megaphone system later on. You know, I'm going to eat myself some beans and some mother fracking cabbage. I'm gonna fart that piece of Shiite Muslim out till next Wednesday. All right, it's gonna be freaking awesome because I hate privacy. I hate having time to myself. I hate people not knowing every single little thing that I do while I've got my pants down.
Well, yeah, that would be particularly interesting at night, right? So you have guests over to your house, and you know all of a sudden your guests are like, "Hey, is that thunder? Do you hear thunder? No, that's my neighbor."
Put cameras in the bedroom. Yeah. I mean, come on.
Or just live in a glass fishbowl. You know, from now on, when people say I have nothing to hide, I'm going to say, look, okay, then I want you to move out of your house and just live in a giant glass fishbowl so that everything you do can be viewed by everyone in the world, including the NSA satellites up in the sky and all your neighbors.
I mean, have you ever heard of that program called Big Brother where they actually get a whole bunch of people into a house where cameras watch everything that they do?
Yep.
Now,
dozens and dozens of cameras,
yeah. Seeing you naked, watching you do your business and so on and so forth. They censor stuff out of that and what have you, of course, because nobody wants to see that apparently. But it's made by this company called Endemol. And do you know what the symbol of the company Endemol is?
What?
Big eye, maybe?
A great eye.
Yeah.
Don't you think, ladies and gentlemen?
The all-seeing eye, yeah.
that they're trying to tell you something. Endemol also, incidentally, makes a whole lot of soap operas like the Australian series Home and Away. They're not only trying to distract you from the things that are real, but they're also trying to watch you and do everything.
Predict your program.
Yeah.
Predict your program. Let's all be like Big Brother and get cameras in our house. Come on, everybody.
And these, my friends, are weapons of mass distraction.
Yeah. It'll be like the frickin' Truman Show, everybody. Now, in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. And we're coming to the end of the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen, and I thank you very much for listening. I'll be going on to Christy McMahon's show next. I forget the link what it is, but you can look me up on Facebook, Vinny Eastwood, that's Vinny with a Y, and Stephen Roberts, Todd Foster, cancelthecabal.com, that's cancelthecabal.com. Thank you very much for your time, gentlemen, and we will see you again sometime, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, Vinny.
Absolutely, thank you.
1973 was a year rich in dark and turbulent history, but through all the global and political turmoil, a shining light was born. The first celebration pipes were created on La'i Point in Oahu, Hawaii, 40 years later, and CelebrationPipes.com is marking their anniversary with a beautiful new finish in Victory Green. Celebration pipes are functional jewelry for the mind. Each lava stoneware pipe is noka oi, and still handcrafted by DePiper himself, fired twice and plated in 22-karat gold, then finished with more precious metals and lusters. Choose from pure gold, platinum, opal, black coral, purple haze, Hanalei blue, or Rastafire. And now the 40th anniversary of Victory Green. Many celebrities and heroes of the legalization movement have commissioned their pipes from CelebrationPipes.com, including Aerosmith, Bob Marley and the Wailers, Colin Young, Calapana, Cheech and Chong, Robinson Messina, Daryl Hannah, Keith Struve, Willie Nelson, Fleetwood Mac, Harrelson, Jefferson Starship, Marley. Come and see all the beautiful pipes and get your 40th anniversary Victory Green Celebration Pipe at CelebrationPipes.com.
Have you been feeling off lately? Tired, depressed, or in pain? Maybe you've tried doctors and medications without luck. What if you could try something different and natural? Something that helps your body actually heal itself. I'm Trina, and I want to share with you something amazing I've discovered. RNA drops are a groundbreaking invention for alternative health. I had a rotator cuff injury from softball, and I didn't really want surgery. My cousin told me to try the RNA drops. I wasn't sure what to think, but kept an open mind. And after using the drops, I was completely healed and could throw the softball again. There's something about these drops. I had problems with anxiety and speaking in front of people. Those fears are all gone now. I also noticed more energy, and a surprising side effect for me was an increased libido. You can try RNA drops for free for a limited time. Go to trinasgooddrops.com and claim your free bottle. Pay only shipping and handling. Resolve to be good to yourself and get your free sample of RNA drops at trinasgooddrops.com.
Just look at us. Everything is backwards. Everything is upside down. Doctors destroy health. Lawyers destroy justice. Universities destroy knowledge. Governments destroy freedom. The major media destroys information. And religions destroy spirituality. I think there's more to know here.
What did we hear about in this country? It's our differences. That's all the media and the politicians are ever talking about, the things that separate us, things that make us different from one another. That's the way the ruling class operates in any society. They try to divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the money. Fairly simple thing happens to work. If you know anything different, that's what they're going to talk about. Race, religion, ethnic and national background, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality, anything they can do, keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank.
We're ready for our first caller. Welcome, Debbie. Well, can you tell us a little bit about what the RNA drops are doing for you and what your experience is on them?
Oh, gosh, I've had so many experiences. The first effect I felt was I would take the drops before going off to the golf course to play in league or just to play, and I noticed my game was more precise, and my focus was there, and my eye stayed right in the ball, and I hit the ball farther. My muscles seemed to work. My energy levels seemed to be up, and I'll tell you, I took a couple of strokes off my game.
I think that's incredible. incredible.
It's pretty exciting.
What are the other things that you have noticed on that?
Well, in my love life, I noticed that the focus and the energy level and the energy exchange that I have with my man has been amazing. I can actually feel the energy exchange from his body to my body.
That
just,
is great.
Just beautiful, absolutely beautiful.
And again, you can get those drops at trinasgooddrops.com.
That's right. TrinasGoodDrops.com.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.